Hi there, and welcome to ASAF Music School. I'm so glad that you've decided to join us for this course that I've entitled Music Theory. In this course, we will be discussing the different aspects of music notation. A good musician is able to look at a piece of music and identify the different parts of the music and can talk intelligently about those different parts. And so in this course, we're going to start off with the very basics of music notation, and that is the note, music notes. What do they look like? How are they put together? What are the different types of notes and rests that we have in music? So we'll take a look there. Now, I hope that by now you've printed out your outline and you have that there in front of you so that you can refer to that as we go through this particular lesson. Again, I'm glad you've decided to join us. I trust that ASAP Music School can be a help and a blessing to you as you seek to further your musical skills. And we do all these things for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at our introduction. In our introduction, we say this: music is an art form that requires the element of time to completely unfold. The shape of each note and the parts that it displays tell the musician how it fits in rhythmically with the rest of the piece of music. We must learn to quickly identify the different types of notes and understand how they relate to the other notes around them. Music is different from other art forms. If we were to have a painting in front of us, we could look at that painting and we could see all of it all at the same time. If we were to have a sculpture, if we were to be looking at a piece of sculpture, we could look at the whole thing all at one time. Music, however, requires the element of time to completely show its full beauty. It starts off at the beginning of the song, and at that particular moment, we hear just the beginning of the song. We don't hear the ending. At the same time, we're hearing the beginning. And so as the piece goes through the music, as the music goes through time, we listen to a slice of music at a time. The present moment is the only part of the music that we can hear at that particular time. It requires the element of time in order for it to completely unravel, to unfold, so that we can enjoy and appreciate the whole thing. And so the very basic unit that we use in music, the note, is an indication of the time value that a particular pitch or a particular thing or a particular part of the music will be held out. And so we have to be able to understand notes. It's rhythm refers to the element of time, the time value. Each of the notes has a particular amount of time that it uses, and the type of note indicates it's the portion of time that that particular note has. Let's take a look there at our notes. Note number one, parts of a music note. Not every note that we see in music will have all of these parts, but all of the notes that we see will have at least some of these parts, some of these aspects of notation. Let's start at the top, letter A, the flag. The flag is simply a curved line that's attached to the top of a stem, and it curves down to the right. It is called a flag simply because it looks like a flag. Letter B, the stem. The vertical line that's attached to the note head and it goes straight up and down there is called a stem. And so you should be familiar with that term. It's a straight line. It goes up and down. Letter C. This is the main part of the note. Every note will have this. It's called the head, that oval-shaped part that we recognize as a note. It will be on either a line or a space. It is called the head. So we have a head that tells us what pitch that we're on. Letter D. Sometimes on our notes, we'll have a dot after the note. The dot adds a little bit more time to the rhythm, the basic rhythm of that note. It adds another half of the original value of the note to it. And so we'll have a longer discussion about that in just a moment. But the dot follows a note head, and it adds time value to the note. Letter E, a beam. A beam is simply where you have two notes next to each other that share a flag, and that shared flag is called a beam. It's called a beam again because it looks like a beam. In your notes there, you can see it very clearly there. If you have two eighth notes put together, the flags will be shared. It's like they were tied together in a certain manner, and they go from one note to the other across the top of the stem. Sometimes you'll have 16th notes that are together, and you'll have two beams across the top of those notes. And so that's the beam. So be familiar with these terms: the flag, the stem, the head, the dot, and the beam. Number two, what are the different types of notes? You should be able to look at a note and identify what type of note that it is. We're going to start with the larger notes, the notes that are held out longer, and go to the notes that are held out for a shorter length of time. Letter A, the double whole note. This is not a very common note, but you should be you should be able to recognize it and identify it. A double whole note. A double whole note consists of a head, and that head is empty. And you'll see that it is bracketed by two double lines. And so that's a double whole note. The associated rest looks like a little box there that hangs under a line. And you'll notice there that the number of beats that that note gets is 8. And so that's the double whole note. So you should be able to identify the double whole note, be able to identify the double whole rest, and be able to identify the fact that that note gets 8 beats. Letter B. Letter B, the whole note. Just a simple whole note gets 4 beats. It looks like a head that is empty. There's no, it's not filled in there. It's just a simple oval shape. You'll notice there that the rest looks like it hangs below the line. Many times when we're teaching people to identify whole rests, we'll say that it looks like a hole, H-O-L-E. It looks like a hole in the ground. And so that is the whole rest. It is a rectangle that hangs below the line. The whole note gets 4 beats. Letter C, the half note. The half note looks like an empty head again, only this time we have added a stem to it. From here on, you'll notice that as the note value gets smaller, the actual shape of the note has something added to it. In this case, we've taken the whole note and we've added a stem to it, which thereby cuts the time value of that whole note in half. It is now a half note. You'll notice that the time value is exactly half of the whole note. So that's why we call it a half note. The half note can be written right side up or upside down, depending on where it is on the staff. And you'll notice there the half rest. The half rest looks like a hat. Many times when we're discussing how to identify a rest, the half rest, we say it looks like a hat. Hat sounds similar to half. So we have a half rest that looks like a hat, and we have a whole rest that looks like a hole. And that way we can tell the difference between the two. So we have the half note, 2 beats. Letter D, the quarter note. The quarter note. The quarter note gets a quarter of the value of a whole note. It gets 1 beat, and it looks like a half note that has been filled in. So the quarter note has a head that's filled in, and then a stem. And that's all there is to a quarter note. The quarter rest, you'll see the symbol there for a quarter rest, looks kind of like a curved line that goes on the staff. Many times with children, I'll tell them it looks like a mustache, but that is the quarter rest, and the quarter rest gets 1 beat, and the quarter note gets 1 beat. Letter E. Letter E. Again, we're adding something to these notes. On the eighth note, now we add a flag. So we have a filled-in head, we have a stem, and we have a flag. It's an eighth note. It gets an eighth of the value of a whole note, which ends up being a half beat. I've given you an example there of 2 eighth notes that are next to each other with a beam across the top. If you have 2 eighth notes next to each other like that, instead of writing a flag on each stem, there is a beam that's drawn across them. So that is a eighth note. And you'll see the eighth rest looks like a line with a kind of a flag that goes off to the left on top of it, one flag there on the left. So that is an eighth rest. And of course, again, the eighth note gets a half of a beat. It takes 2 of those to equal the time value of a quarter note. Letter F, the 16th note. The 16th note looks like an eighth note with another flag added to it. So we have a filled-in head, a stem, and 2 flags on it. And it can be written right side up or upside down. And we've given you an example there also of 4 16th notes that are stuck together with beams. You'll notice the 2 lines drawn across the top of the stems there. Those are all 16th notes. The 16th rest can be identified by the 2 flags that stick off to the left of the line. And so that is a 16th rest. And you need to know that the 16th note and the 16th rest get a quarter of a beat each. So a 16th note. These are the different types of notes. You'll need to take the time to memorize those and be able to identify them quickly. And you should be able to look at a note and say, that's an eighth note, that's a quarter note, that's a half note, and be able to give its time value. Again, music requires the element of time to unfold, and all the notes are put together in such a manner that they fit together rhythmically, smoothly, and by looking at the shape of the note, you can identify how many beats that particular note gets. Number 3. Here are some special notes. On occasion, you'll run across some notes that aren't just a normal type of note, the eighth note, quarter note, half note, and so forth. Letter A, you'll find the triplet. A triplet can be identified because it has three notes that have the number 3 above it. And what the triplet means is that you have fit 3 notes into the space of 2 normal notes. The first triplet that you have there as an example is an eighth note triplet. Think about the eighth note triplet as being 3 notes in the space of 2 eighth notes. So we're putting 3 eighth notes in the space of 2 eighth notes. That's a triplet. It has a da-da-da feel to it. If I were to if I were to perform a triplet, an eighth note triplet, it'd be like a bum bum triplet bum. And so triplet is where we put 3 notes in the space of 2 notes. The second example there is a quarter note triplet. In this case, you're taking 3 quarter notes and you're putting them in the place of 2 quarter notes. And so that quarter note triplet would fit in the space of 2 beats, 2 normal beats. And so those are triplets. You should be able to identify those as triplets, and they have a different type of a feel to them. Letter B. We have a grace note. We don't very often sing grace notes. You'll see that more in piano music, but there is an example of a grace note given to you there. It's just a very small note with a slash line through it. The grace note itself doesn't have any set time value. It's just a very, very short note that precedes another note. And normally it's a note that's like a step or a half step higher than the note that follows it. That is a grace note. So those are our different types of notes. You should be able to look at any of these types of notes and identify them. Number 4. There are some other markings that will also affect or alter the time value of a note as far as how long it is held out. Letter A. Letter A, we have a tie. If we have a curved line that connects two notes together, what we do is we simply add the time value of those two notes together. In our example there, I have a half note that is tied across a measure line to another half note. We realize from our previous discussion that half notes get 2 beats apiece. So if we have a half note that's tied across a measure line to another half note, we would hold that particular pitch out for 4 beats, 2 plus 2 equaling 4. The half note gets 2, the half note gets 2, those half notes put together gives us 4 whole beats. So that's a tie, and the tie is drawn in there when the composer wants a note to be held out past a measure line. And so if we want to continue out a note past the end of measure, we simply draw this curved line that goes from one note to the next. Letter B, we have a fermata. If you see a note that has this fermata over it, it's a curved line with a dot in it. Some people call it a bird's eye. This fermata means that the note is to be held out longer. In normal usage, the fermata is held out for another half of the original time value note. If you have a fermata, as in our example, over a whole note, well, the whole note gets 4 beats. Adding the fermata means that it should be held out at least 6 beats. Half of 4 is 2. 4 plus 2 equals 6. And so the fermata is held out a little bit longer. If you are following a conductor, the conductor will show you when he wants that note to be cut off. If you are playing a piece of music or singing a piece of music on your own, you can decide how long you want that fermata to be held out. But the fermata means that you just simply hold the note out longer than it would be normally. Many times you'll find a fermata at the end of a song as the very last note, the very last pitch is held out to add drama, to bring the song to a sense of completion. Well, you'll notice there on the bottom that we are assuming that for the purposes of this lesson that the time signature given is 4/4 time. Sometimes things such as whole notes, the time value will be a little different if the time signature is not 4/4. But for purposes of our discussion, we're assuming that the time signature given is 4/4. Take a look there on the right-hand side of your page. On the right-hand side, we talk about music math. Music is very mathematical, and especially when we talk about the types of notes, the way that the notes fit together is all math, and so we have to know how to add these numbers together. Let's take a look there. Adding a flag to a note cuts its time value in half. For example, if you add another flag to a 16th note, you can create a 32nd note, all right? An eighth note, adding a flag to it gives you a 16th note. Taking a 16th note and adding a flag to it gives you a 32nd note. If you were to add another flag on there, then you would have a 64th note. So every time you add a flag to a note, you are cutting its time value in half. You should be able to figure them out. These, of course, are very, very small time values. As you do this, the note becomes very short. It's not very common to see, like our next example there, a note with five flags on it. But you should be able to figure out what that means. So let's take a look there. Can you figure out what kind of a note that is? What would be the name of that note? Well, if it had one flag, it would be an eighth note. Two makes 16, three makes 32nd, four makes a 64th, five flags makes it a 128th note. So the first blank there would be a 128th note. So what would be the actual beat value of this particular note? Well, let's take a look there. If we had just one flag on it, it would be an eighth note. An eighth note gets a half a beat. Another flag makes it a fourth of a beat. Another flag makes it an eighth of a beat. Another flag makes it a 16th of a beat. And the last flag in our example here makes it a 32nd of a beat. So the time value of that particular 128th note would be 1/32nd of a beat. So that's adding flags. How about if we start adding dots to the end of a note? We said in our previous discussion that adding a dot makes the time value a little bit longer. Well, let's take a look at our discussion. Adding a dot to a note makes the note longer by another half of its original time value. For example, a half note gets two beats. A dot after a half note will add one beat, or half of two, to the original two beats to make a total of three beats. So a half note gets two beats. If you put a dot after it, making a dotted half note, you're going to add a half of two to the original two. So now you have three beats total. And we've given you an example there. If you add another dot, say you have a note that has two dots after it. Well, that second dot will add another half of the dot value. So let's take a look there. Adding another dot makes the note longer by half of the previous dot's value. For example, a half note with two dots will make 3.5 beats total. A double dotted half note is going to be equal to a half note tied to a quarter note tied to an eighth note. Putting the time value of each of those notes together gives you a total of 3.5 beats. Now I've given you one last exercise in the bottom there. See if you can figure this one out. We have a triple dotted quarter note. Very unusual. You won't see this in common usage in your music, but it is theoretically possible. A triple dotted quarter note. Well, we started off with the value of a quarter note, which gets one beat. We've added it like an eighth note to it. That gives us another half a beat. We've added a 16th note to that, so that would give us another quarter of a beat. And then lastly, a 32nd note. And that 32nd note will give us an eighth of a beat. And so we see that our grand total here would be 1 7/8 of a beat. Very unusual. You won't see this in common usage, but it is theoretically possible. You should understand how dots work and how that they take a half of the previous value and add it to the original value that you had. And so that's the way that dots work. I hope that you understand that discussion. You can have dotted half notes, dotted quarter notes, dotted eighth notes, dotted 16th notes. You can even have a dotted whole note if the time signature allows it. And so those are dots. I hope that this discussion has been helpful for you. Take the time now to learn and identify the different parts of a note and the different types of notes and their rests. And this will give us a good basis from which to work and to understand and learn the rest of our lessons on music theory.